We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101, SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the SEO manager for MediaWiz. Hey, John.
Hey, Ross. Hey, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I am doing outstanding. Busy day, but I love to take a break to do the show whenever we can. It's awesome.
Excellent. Yeah, that's nice when we can finally do it live. You know, schedules don't necessarily permit all the time.
Very true.
So today we have a great guest on the show. And Martin, thank you for being nice and giving us a very English way of pronouncing your name. His name is Martin Byte, an SEO consultant from onetomarket.com. And Martin's from is on the show tonight with us from the Netherlands. What time is it over there right now?
Hi, thanks for having me at first. There it's at the moment 5 after 10 p.m., so a bit late, but usually it's the time I start working on the project.
See, now, if I was doing the show that late, Ross, we'd have trouble because I'd have a free couple glasses of wine in me by now, so.
Wine? Oh, you're softcore. You could be going hardcore. You like just a little rum or rye or. Well, Martin is has been, well, he's made a name for himself over the last while, and one of the things that actually what drew me to him was a awesome article that has been nominated for a semi called, let me see here, where's my notes? It is called KML and Sitemaps for SEO. Read the article, found it so good that I knew I had to have you on the show, man. Can you give our listeners a sort of a general overview of the article?
The article is about KML. KML is a bit like XML. It's a document format designed to contain geo information, so information about your business or anything that has to do with a location. And KML is very interesting from an SEO perspective, as it is a preferred standard by Google.
So real quick, what's the difference from a, I know this is a beginning show, but really what makes a difference between XML and KML? I mean, you said it's based on location. Is that the tags in the feed, or can you give us a little more color on that?
Yeah, exactly. It's the tags in the feed, it's the header information, and it contains information about placemarks. Placemarks are places. And it can contain all kinds of information, not just places, but also rectangular areas. But those are all too advanced for this subject at the moment.
Okay.
Well, so KML, essentially, if a person were to add this to their site, first of all, so everyone knows, I've been doing a little bit of work with this myself, mostly thanks to this article. It gave me a bit of a kick in the butt and got my butt in gear and learning a bit more about it. KMLs are essentially downloadable files, aren't they? There's something you can actually get created within Google Earth.
Earth, exactly. And also within Google Maps itself, but with the My Maps feature. There you can design your own maps. For example, if you were on a hunting trip, you can plot your route, and then it will be stored online as a KML.
Okay, and now this KML, how does it help someone if they put it on their website?
Well, first of all, the KML needs to be embedded in a sitemap, just like a regular sitemap. And the sitemap can then be uploaded to Google Webmaster Tools. And because Google Webmaster Tools is, well, you have to verify your website in Google Webmaster Tools to get full advantage of it. So in that way, you're giving Google an indication of that you're a verified or trusted source and uploading, for example, the KML file with your business information. And that's why it's important for Google Maps having your business there.
So does Google take that more seriously than just, say, like the geotags you would normally find?
Yes, exactly. KML is a preferred standard by Google, and not only because well, they bought Keyhole, and the K in KML stands for Keyhole.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a company that designed the KML standard.
Okay. So just for our listeners and just so everybody's on the same page, can you kind of explain the difference between the KML and the geotag?
Sorry?
The geotags, the difference between geotags and the KML within the sitemap.
Yeah, I think with geotags, you're meaning the tags in the meta header of the...
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those are often used for location-based targeting. For example, if your website is, or if your company is located somewhere in the Netherlands, or if your website is in the Netherlands, Google finds the geo header information important, for example, for targeting, geo-targeting of AdWords or AdSense campaigns.
So does the KML sitemaps, do they work with, in conjunction with, or override when you set your location in, like, Webmaster Tools? You go in and you say, I verified my site, and my site is in the Netherlands. How do those work together?
To be honest, in Webmaster Tools, you can define the location of your website. But, for example, if you run a corporate business and you have many storefronts of your business, those are not really related to the geo settings of your website. It might, for example, if you have an international company which is based, for example, in the Netherlands, it's logical to have the settings of the website and the geo references to set to the Netherlands.
Okay, that makes sense.
For the Dutch version of the website, of course.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to geotags, and just so anyone knows, you want to know more about what a geotag is, that's the one that was in the header. My associate Scott Van Eck has an article right now on our site about that. Just a bit of an overview of what it is on stepforth.com. But the question I have is with these geotags, I read that one of the Google employees said it was actually pretty much ignored. I assume he meant in terms of organic search. So really, is the geotag going to have any benefit in terms of a citation for a local business ranking, or is it all geo sitemap files?
Well, a citation is a bit something different. I'll explain that a bit later. To be honest, I never used the geo tag in the header, so because it's not of any use in Google. And the reason why I'm saying Google is that here in the Netherlands, Google has a market share of 95%. And the geo header tag might be working in Bing or Yahoo, but it's not very an important factor to focus for me.
Okay, and sorry about the citations. What I was trying to get at was whether or not the geo tag had any impact on reinforcing your location so that you perhaps got a better ranking in the local 10-pack, what people see when they do a search in their local area.
Yeah, well, no. From my point of perspective, from my perspective, no.
Okay, but the KML, the geo sitemap file, would that have that would help though?
Well, not admitted by Google, but they say it's a very important thing. And well, as it is being uploaded to the Webmaster Tools, it is a verified source. And as spam, for example, is a big problem in Google Maps, well, it's just doing the math, and they might think of using it as a authenticated source instead of the wiki-like editing in Google Maps.
Okay, great. Well, before we get into another question, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little more about geositemaps and answer any questions John has.
Yep, SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCredit.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
It's if yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up is a flash. Quickly convert the click into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. We can come a quick state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7Page. It's toll free. Tell me what you're waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
AffiliateContracts.com is an affiliate network like no other. Hands-on account management right from setup gives personal attention with continual account optimization. And our affiliates will attest our offers consistently pay more money every single day. Seriously. And hey, want to make a lot of money fast? Check out our unbeatable, I mean unbeatable, insurance offers. Higher conversions with programs that are sustainable and scalable because AffiliateContracts.com is committed to you for the long run. Bigger payouts, higher conversions, and attention you expect from dedicated affiliate managers. AffiliateContracts.com. That's what the affiliate world needs. Watch your shopping cart overflow because you found the e-com experts. Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. With John Hare Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. We're joined today by Martin Bike, an SEO consultant from OneToMarket.com. And before the break, we were discussing geositemaps and Martin's semi-nominated article, which is just awesome. And I believe, John, you were just about to have a question.
Well, I do have a question, but I don't want to take all our time with Martin talking about geositemaps. It's a great topic, but Martin knows a lot about local search in general. I just wanted to kind of pick his brain a little bit on some other aspects as well, if we could. Mm-hmm. Martin, just from a local search perspective, I got a lot of people coming and asking me about local search. They have, you know, 10 or 12 locations, 100 locations, but I also have the people come to me, they've got just one brick and mortar store in their neighborhood, and they want to know if local search will do anything for them. How do you approach, what's the difference between those? When you got a brand that has 100 locations versus a mom and pop shop, how do you approach those? Do you do it differently, or is it the same approach either way?
No, I'd approach them differently. For if it's just one storefront and well, if you're a travel agency with just one storefront, it's almost impossible to get a ranking in the local search spot because it's a very competitive business. But if you're just, like you said, a brick and mortar store selling hardware or anything, I just registered myself. That's the first and most important step. Register your business with the local business center from Google. And then choose for phone verification. And then almost instantly you're added to Google Maps. Opposed to when you have many storefronts, you can upload a feed of all your businesses to business locations to the Google Business Center, and they will get activated over time. There's only one disadvantage with bulk upload feeds, and that they're not as a trusted source as with manual verification. But there is the option to apply for a whitelisting so that your feed gets accepted by Google right away.
Excellent.
But of course, you will have to follow the Google guidelines.
Of course.
Of course.
Always obey the Google guidelines.
So how do you apply for that whitelisting? Is it an obvious process?
Yeah, I think nowadays there is a link in the local business center to upload the feed, and there must be a link somewhere in the help center to apply for the whitelisting. Otherwise, I can put up the link on my blog so for people to look it up in a quick and easy manner.
And normally that link doesn't appear unless you do have hundreds of locations. Would that link, it wouldn't appear for like a mom and pop shop, would it?
Well, I think the link is always there in the help center anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but anyway.
Okay. Now, was it just last week you spoke at SMX Stockholm?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. How was the conference?
The conference was great. Was cool, and also in Stockholm was very nice. Well organized by media, by the media company. I forgot the name. Sorry.
No problem. I was just wondering. So I know you made a presentation. Can you give some of our listeners a couple of the highlights?
Yes. It was a case study in the advanced track of SMX, and it was about a boat company Lovers in Amsterdam. And actually, it might sound a bit dull, but the boat company Canal Cruise business in Amsterdam is the second most touristic attraction in the Netherlands. There's quite some revenue involved. And well, they have multiple stores or ticket boxes where people can buy their tickets. And also, they sell a lot of tickets online nowadays. So what we did was register all those ticket box locations in the local business center. That's the most important step, as I said earlier. And what is also very important is to track how your campaign is actually performing. So it's easy to set up Google URL parameters if you're using Google Analytics. Any other tracking software might do the trick as well, but you might choose a different approach. Important is to have a vanity URL. For example, if you have location one, choose, for example, www.website.com, location one, and use a 301 redirect to let it redirect to the website with the campaign parameters attached. If you don't use a vanity URL with a 301 redirect, Google might accept the URL with campaign parameters, but I've seen in many cases that the listing gets deactivated or loses ranking in after about 1 or 2 months. There's a glitch in the system there.
A glitch at Google, really?
Never admitted, I'm sure.
Yes.
Never admitted, exactly. Yeah, and when you have some data available in your campaign, in your analytics software, it is important to know what your visitors are doing because we're talking about local search here. And local searchers tend to have a really different approach on websites. Their browsing behavior is different. Most of the time, they're looking for location information. So it is important to know where your visitors are navigating. And most often, that is a contact page or some description of how to get to your business. Or it might as well be an online conversion as well. But just get into your web analytics software and determine what is the right landing page for the local search campaign and steer your visitors in the right direction so to get the best conversion. rate out of it, or phone calls. Well, phone calls, you can track phone calls here in the Netherlands. So, it's possible in the U.S. and Canada.
So you mentioned Google Analytics a couple times, and I know personally I've had some battles with universal search and trying to pull data out of an organic listing when someone comes in through either news or one of those universal search add-ons in the organic search. Do you have any ways that we can track from the one box or the 10-pack off of organic through Google Analytics?
Yeah, exactly. Well, adding the URL parameters in your business listing automatically adds the parameters to the local listings in regular organic. I mean, in the maps listing in organic. So in that way, you will always know what traffic is coming from search. For other universal search options, I've written a tutorial on searchcowboys.com explaining how to do that in Google Analytics, setting up filters. So you can measure if traffic has come from a news source or an image source or Google-based product feeds.
Excellent.
Because there is some trick going underwater with Google parameters in the URL to know what the origin was in the search engine result pages.
So to recap your answer about local search, though, when you set up your listing in your local business center, you want to add some type of parameter to URL so that you can track it through analytics in the one box or the 10-pack. Is that what you're recommending? That's a good tip. Very good tip. Listen, everybody, that's a good tip.
I wrote it. If you type in tracking local in Google, the guest post on Mike Blumenthal's blog should pop up, and it explains thoroughly how to do it.
Excellent.
In even three different ways.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tie up the show. I've got a couple more questions. Hopefully, we can whip off here, and then we'll be done. So thank you.
Okay.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Want to learn the biggest asset to driving online success? Let me introduce you to my expert advisor, PixelSilk. PixelSilk is a robust content management system built on a foundation to create online marketing success. It's the only content management system that offers keyword-specific SEO advice, can integrate with your shopping cart system, and offer multi-site management. PixelSilk frees my time while making my company's website easy to manage and promote. Even better, PixelSilk has been embraced by the SEO community.
I'm Bruce Clay, and PixelSilk is the first CMS I have ever felt good about recommending.
With this winning combination, we have all the tools we need. PixelSilk.com, the ultimate in SEO-driven CMS.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0.
SEM Synergy, live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Percutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. We are joined today by Martin Bike, an SEO consultant from OneToMarket.com. Before the break, we were discussing a whole myriad of things, and I've already moved on in my mind to the next few questions here, so I'll just jump right to it. Just a quick recap. It was about actually tracking URLs through the OneBox and such. Martin, if someone already, just for the small businesses out there, if someone already has a map listing, can they change that URL and add tracking parameters?
Yes, of course. Well, if someone is already in Google Maps, first thing to make sure is that they actually have verified that listing, because the listing available might have been something Google has put there by aggregating all kinds of information about your business from, for example, the Yellow Pages or other portals. And while you might think your business is there, you might have not actually claimed it and verified it. And that is very important. Once you have verified it, you can just change the URL and add your tracking parameters.
So, real quick, I know one of the most important things in local search is to make sure all your information is the same throughout all the different, you know, variations of local search, Yellow Pages, City Search. You want your information to be the same. If you add a tracking URL to, say, the Google one, and you add a different tracking URL to City Search and a different tracking URL to Yahoo, so you know where all this traffic's coming from, is that going to impact your listings at all?
No, if you set the tracking parameter correctly using the hash sign, it should be ignored. So in that way, the URL would just be, well, make sure the part before the parameters are the same.
Okay.
So if you add location one, make sure you add location one on all sites in the same way. But tracking parameters should be ignored, or even better, set them up by using a 301 redirect so they are not visible to Search or Yellow Pages.
Okay. Another good tip.
How complex, like, one of the things I've heard about, I think it was at one of the SMX conferences I was at recently, was that how you write your address is very important. But it seems to me that's very simplistic. So, for example, my address is... I used to type in 101, so that was our suite, dash, and then the building, so 26 Bastion Square. Whereas now I'm doing it 26 Bastion Square, suite 101. I would hope that the search packages or the search engines are smart enough to see that that's the same address, but I've heard otherwise that you've got to stick to the same syntax. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what comes to mind to me is a quote I heard on SMX in Stockholm is, don't ever let the stupid computers at the search engines determine what's right or wrong. So the best way is to write it in the correct way and do that across all your business listings, because what Google is doing is merging all of the information. And as soon as they're picking up something that is different, they think it might be just another listing, and it's more like a snowball, adding data all the time, or adding snow all the time, and the bigger the ball gets, the stronger it gets. But yeah, if the address information, for example, across verticals is wrong, it might get messy in Google Maps, and you're losing strength of your business listing in a ranking perspective as well.
So, sure. So I have to make a quick comment here. Ross, are you telling me that you really are SEO 101? Your address is 101 too?
That's a good point. I didn't even realize that. You're right, I am too.
Okay, just had to bring that up.
It's the little things we just don't notice, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Martin, I've got oodles of questions left. I think we're going to have to get you back on the show if you're willing.
Yeah, sure.
Be great. John, you probably do too. I mean, especially
definitely, Martin. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, if people have any questions, I'm also on Twitter, of course, and there's a lot of information on my blog. So
can you give us the URL to your blog so everybody can jot it down?
It's my very difficult name. But for those of I think I've put up a redirect to localseo.nl, which should be working, actually. So if you just type in localseo.nl, okay. There's a redirect to my website.
Localseo.nl, got it.
Yeah, or martinbike.net, I think. I've thought of all of these things for international reasons.
Yes. Well, Thank you very much. On behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, we would like to add Twitter IDs here. So, first of all, Martin, what was your Twitter ID again?
Martin Bike. Yes, sorry, again, the name.
Okay.
He's got it on his website. He does
have a website. I got it on my website, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for coming again. And John, thanks a lot. Thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. It's on every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And we hope you tune in next week for our next show.
Thanks for having me.